Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 18 in your syllabus, that is Night of the Scorpion. This chapter is in the form of a poem which shows the selfless love of a mother who is stung by a scorpion. The poem opens with the poet remembering his childhood experience and how one night his mother was stung by a scorpion. 10 hours of continuous rain had driven the scorpion to hide beneath a sack of rice. The scorpion caused unbearable pain upon the mother with a flash of its diabolic and evil tail, and then went out in the rain again. The neighboring villagers came chanting in large numbers with candles and lanterns. They chanted the name of God to paralyze the scorpion. They wanted to stop the scorpion from moving. They believed that with every movement the scorpion made, the poison would move in mother's blood. The villagers wanted to kill it but could not find it anywhere. To console the mother, the villagers opened the bundle of superstitions and told the mother that the suffering and pain will burn away the sins of her previous birth. In the meantime, the poet's mother twisted and moaned in pain. The villagers were superstitious, but her husband was a rationalist. His views were based on reason and logic. He tried every powder, mixture, herb, and in the end, he even poured a little paraffin upon the bitten toe and put a match to it. The poet watched the flame eating up on his mother, and he also watched the holy man performing his rites, trying to control the effect of the poison with words, prayers, and magic. After 20 hours, the sting was lost, the poison became ineffectual, and the mother recovered. She forgot all her sufferings and her pain. She thanked God for showing mercy and was grateful that the scorpion had spared her children. What a beautiful poem, learners. Learners, let's go through some important points from the poem. The poet Nisim Ezekiel in Night of the Scorpion describes how on a rainy day the narrator's mother is bitten by a scorpion. The poem exemplifies the typical Indian motherhood, which depicts sacrifice and affection. The villagers came like swans or flies and expressed their sympathy. They believed that with every movement the scorpion made, the poison would move in mother's blood. So, with lighted candles and lanterns, they began to search for him, but it all went in vain. The mother twisted and groaned in horrible and mortifying pain. Her husband, who was a skeptic and a rationalist, tried every curse and blessing, powder, herb, and hybrid to cure his wife. As a last resort, he even poured a little paraffin on the bitten part and put a match to the bitten part. The holy man performed his rites and tried to tame the poison with his magic and prayers. But after 20 hours of constant struggle, the poison finally lost its sting and everybody was relieved. The poem depicts helplessness that one feels when someone close to them is dying, and it also depicts the struggle of a mother and her sacrifice when at the end she says that she's thankful to God that the scorpion had spared her children. Learners, this is it for today. Please go through the poem on your own. Go through the important words from the text, and also please go through the worksheet that is available on the NIOS website. Thank you, learners, for listening.